very bekitza. One of the Mahalchim, why the Pasha begins with Yisroi, Pasha Kabbalah Satorah begins with the Oyvah Avodah Zorah, and how he left all the Avodah Zorahs until he was Masigal Likut. Is one of the Mahalchim is, and he explains quite a few Rashis in this week's Pasha, and that is, Avodah Zorah all connected to a certain Ruchni Sigah Koyach. The chesaron was, one of the many chesaronis of Avodah Zorah was, that they connected to a specific koyach, a specific mazel, a specific zodiac, a star, but they connected to something specific, it wasn't all encompassing. The Rabbeinu Shalom we know is leis asa panam inei. Rabbeinu Shalom, there's no mokim in the Bria, there's nothing in the Bria that's empty, it's full of empty velikus, it's full of velikus. So that's why there's so many Avodah Zorahs, there's only one Rabbeinu Shalom. Because every Avodah Zorah can only help you for something specific, something, it's got its lot that Rabbeinu Shalom gave it koyach for. So Yisrael lo yiniach Avodah Zorah Shabbailam, Chazal say why? Because he kept on looking for something else, he kept on realizing that every Avodah Zorah only helps him on a certain thing. And then he did another one and another one until he realized that there must be one unified force, and then he was Masig and Likus. Like Avraham Avinu, same day Alderch Avraham Avinu, thought it was the sun, until he was Masig, then it was Likus. How are you Masig this idea of Leis Asa Panimine? The answer is Alidea Torah Kadosh. Chazal says, "Stakel by Raisa Bar Alma." Rabban Shloilom, Stakel by Raisa. He looked into the Torah and he created the Bria, meaning that every piece of the Bria has Torah in it. So Rameda, therefore, through Torah, a person's Masik Torah, he's Masik how that Leis Asa Panimine. That's why the Divrei Chaim and Helgit Sanzerov says, "Anoich Hashem Lekecha Sheh Tzitzicha Meretz Mitzrayim," is teaching us that the Tachlis of Torah is Dafka Sheh Tzitzicha Meretz Mitzrayim, to show you that Leis Asa Panimine, even in Mitzrayim, the Rabban Shloilom is there. That's what Torah is Megala, because Torah is everywhere. Stakel by Raisa Bar Alma. Famous Rav Tzadik. It says, Gemara says in Brachas, you mustn't go anywhere alone. If you're alone, you should be Oisik with Torah. So Pshat of the Oilam Nun. Pshat is the Torah is a skula. So you're alone, it's dangerous for the Mazikim. So learn Torah, Torah is a Shemira. Tzadik says no. Tzadik says, not no. Tzadik says deeper. Tzadik says that the Pshat is that Stakel Baraisa Bar Alma. He doesn't say those words, but he says it very Bekitsa, Kadaka, Kodesh, what I think he means. That the whole Bria is Torah. So maybe when you're learning Torah, when you're on a journey, so you're Ma'ira, everything around you, the trees and everything around you, Ma'ira, because it's all creative in Torah. So the reason why it's not dangerous because you've got company. Everything around you is your company because you're Ma'ira through your learning Torah. Because Torah is Megala, the least Asa Panamini. Therefore, that's why the parasha begins with Yisroi. The story of Yisroi is the story of somebody struggled till he's Masik, least Asa Panamini. Once he's Masik, everything is the cause, that's Torah. Just like Avraham Avinu, once he was mastering everything, he was mastering the Torah. Avraham Avinu wasn't taught Torah, but as soon as, how do you see the Leis Asa Panimine? Rabban Shlonim gave him the Zechiah to be mastering Torah. When he mastered Torah, he Leis Asa Panimine. So Yisroel realized then, that's why he was Moshe Nevi, he left all Avodah Zorahs and he came to learn Torah, because he realized that each Avodah Zorah is only limited. If he wants to see something that is the whole Bria, then he's going to come in with a couple of Torah. Torah shows Leis Asa Panimine. The Mele explains Rashi in the Parasha says, number one, what do we do on Shavuos? We eat a big suda. Kula ana moedet vina nami lachem. Why dafke Shavuos? You have to be oisig in Kashmir. That's the answer. So the answer is because Torah is leis asa panimine. So if you stay locked up in the Beis HaMedrash day and night, you're not showing the leis asa panimine. You're showing a very strong presence of the Shechina in the Beis HaMedrash. But if you go and you're oisig in the Suda's Yom Tov, then you're bringing the Torah. You're showing that leis asa panimine. Even when you're oisig in Kashmir, there's Torah over there. No, what did they do over here when they came to the middle? They made a big suda. The first few psukim are the Baltic big suda that they made. And what does Rashi say over there? Mikansha nene. Rashi doesn't speak Farsh. Mikansha nene. Misudas tam chochem. Mikansha nene. Misudas tam chochem. Mala v'kodu kila nene. Misiv ashchina. What's the suda tam chochem going to do with ziv ashchina? Tam chochem is Torah. He takes Torah everywhere. So when you're in the suda, when you're in the suda, you're always taking Gashmias. By suda tam chochem, Torah. Torah is leisas upon him. Made us kila nene. Misiv ashchina. That's all. A few Rashi's later says, "Men aboyke al der erev." That he was judging Nabokad. Rashi says there he can't die in Shadon Emes Lamitoy. Don Emes Lamitoy. Hadayin is judging Torah. Not the Shutav Lakodesh Baruch Hu B'Mayis Abreishim. What's the Shaykh Tafka again over here? The answer is that Torah is a Shutav for Mayis Abreishim. Mayis Abreishim is Tisakel Baraita Ba'arama. So Torah makes you Shutav into Talmud Chacham Hadayin. He makes you Shutav into Mayis Abreishim. That's the whole Yisod of Mayis Abreishim. If you mastic Torah, you mastic Leis Asa Panimini. That's the Chizuk that we have. In Parashas Yisrael, the Parashah Kabbalah Torah. We have to realize that through Torah we're massive and we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere. You see the Darg of Leis Asa Panimine. The Dafka in the week of Parshas Yisrael, a person's got to look when he goes out into the street, when he goes out anywhere, everywhere a person goes, he's going to realize that he's coming from a few hours of learning, he's got to find Torah in his meal, he's got to find Torah in his sleep, he's got to find Torah in everywhere. He has to be Megala, Anoich Hashem Lekecha, Shesesicham Eretz Mitzrayim, like the Helig Atzon Zerov. Even in Eretz Mitzrayim, in Kolchkin and everywhere else, Havada, there's the Rabban Shalom everywhere. The more we learn, the more we dovek the Torah, the more we realize the next Asaponimene, and then the more we realize, Daka, the more it's Merachikas from all the Yonim of Avodah Zarah. Thank you.